are now listening to Spartan Cast from Hazelwood East, brought to you by DeMarco Holly, Victoria Braxton, and Leslie Volk, with sponsorship from Mr. Bill Bass. Be sure to visit our website at www.spartancast.blogspot.com. Hi, I'm DeMarco Holly, and I'm with your Spartan Cast. It's been a big year at Hazelwood East for fall activities. All activities have excelled way past all standards from last year. So far this year, the varsity football team are undefeated, winning against teams such as Pattonville and Riverview. Not to mention other teams, the Spartans dance team and the Hazelwood East Marching Spartans have both placed first at their competition. The Marching Spartans won across the board at the Hazelwood Central competition. All the hard work that the band puts in from the beginning of 6th hour until the 5:30 buses leave have finally given them the results they have been working for. The soccer team have already doubled their total number of wins from last year. Star swimmers Daryl Coleman and Patrick Springer from the Hazelwood East swim team both have 4 out of 6 first place finishes. Daryl is a swimmer and Patrick Springer, the diver, are both working very hard to keep that record going. Some of the Spartans have won All-American, meaning that now they get to go to Hawaii and perform in the Hula Bowl. As is shown, Hazelwood East really is a force to be reckoned with. It's really a triumph for all fall activities.
My name is Alexis Landry. I'm in Ms. Gagliardi's class, and I'm going to read The Neighborhood House. It is noisy. There is music playing and people laughing. It's still day. The only way I know, though, is because the darkness hasn't seeped through the very broken blinds. There's a lot of cursing, but not too much. There's so much joy here. Cars are flying. I love it. The table was smudged glass on top of 2 burgundy pillars of wood connected in the middle. There were 4 matching chairs with burgundy and green plaid cushions. 4 people sat at the table. I was one. We screamed at each other, made a couple of threats, and kept on with the game. Spades. It's something about that game that could make us out to be the meanest, most ruthless people alive. The kitchen was full of people trying to get some home-cooked food. The living room overflowed with people from the dining room. They watched some old comedy show. Everyone was laughing and having fun. This is where everyone came, every day, to forget about the bad and just hang out. This was my house, and I was proud of it.
Hello, I'm DeMarco Holly, and I'm with your Hazelwood East Spartan Cast. This year, East is taking a new approach for students taking the ACT. I had the chance to talk to Mr. Dorr, a counselor here at East. He also heads the ACT prep sessions and registration. Over the course of 5 weeks, seniors will be sent to their homeroom classes where they will start off with a diagnostics test, then will be given a retired test of the ACT, starting on Thursday, October 12th. The first session of the test will be over the science portion. This practice test will be taken over the internet. This way, students will be able to review their test at home and practice getting the answers right. Also available on this website will be at least one additional ACT that has been retired. In addition to all the help, the Hazelwood School District will also pay for at least one ACT per student. With this additional help and funding, we're hoping to see higher test scores and more students taking the ACT. Mr. Dorr is hoping to see more students reach their goals and become what they really want to be in life. I'm DeMarco Holly, and I'm with your Spartan Cast.
Hi, my name is Josh. I'm about to read a little bit of my story that I wrote. It's called No Return. Okay. It was the midst of midnight, and the warm and humid air was blowing into my patrol car as I drove down the street towards the site of the Erie set sightings. My partner, Lewis Payne, and I were on our way to an abandoned home that was said to be haunted. The neighborhood children say. The adults think that someone is living in the old rundown home because they say that music plays from inside the home, and sometimes there's a light on in the upstairs room and a figure is seen standing in the window, and when you look away and look back, it's gone. This scared most of the neighbors, so we were called to investigate for the people. When Louise and I arrived, it was 12:10 a.m., and the air had gone from warm and humid to cool and mucky. We got out of the car and threw on our jackets and strapped up, just in case there was some kind of threat in the home. We walked to the front gates of the walkway that led to the house and looked through. The house was for sure run down, its windows covered in ivy, the shutters hanging by nails, the roof was caved in, and the shingles were covered in moss. The gutters were also hanging off the home. It seemed as if it was hit by a hurricane. Its once white, now old brownish-colored paint was peeling all over the place, and the front door was also covered in ivy and faded peeling paint. Luis looked at me and nodded for the go-ahead, and in we went. We looked back at the neighborhood as we walked in, making sure we didn't have any unwanted viewers that could get hurt or be in the way. All the lights in most people's homes were out, and people seemed to be asleep, unaware of our arrival. I walked behind Louis as we walked slowly and cautiously down the leaf-covered walkway towards the front door. I pulled out my flashlight and turned it on, because the closer we got to the door, the darker it seemed to get. I put my hands on Louis's shoulder as soon as we walked up some steps onto the wide front porch of the home. I looked through the window that was to my right, but couldn't see anything because of the gunk that was caked up on it. "Okay, man, here we go. I heard a lot about this place, so be ready for anything, but I'm sure it's just the homeless. But still, be on your toes, okay?" I asked. "Yes, boss, sure," he said. "Good, now let's go," I said, putting my hand on the front door knob. I turned it and opened the front door. As soon as the door was fully open, a waft of dusty, stale, musty air blew into my nostrils, causing me to cough. "My goodness," I said, coughing. "You okay, boss?" Louis asked. "Yeah, I'm fine. Let's go," I said.
Thanks for listening to our Spartancast at Hazelwood East. Be sure to visit our website at www.spartancast.blogspot.com.